From the unexplained to the mundane, come join us on a journey to the fringe. Hello and welcome to Journey to the Fringe, now EPA compliant, since the EPA has basically been gutted, so that's pretty easy on our part. We are your eco-friendly hosts, Taylor and Chelsea, here today to bring you some perspective in your life. And that is on a story that I stumbled across a couple years ago, and I wanted to do a follow-up on it. Chelsea, I distinctly asked you about this a while back, and you gave me an answer. I looked into it. I didn't think that was sufficient for me, so we're going to look at a Peruvian alien sighting from 2023 that there's no follow-ups on. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go through news articles from that time to kind of give you an idea of how our research works and when you're looking at good things and when you're looking at bad things.
This sounds like a fantastic episode. And I don't know a whole lot about this Peruvian painting. And I'm pretty sure that's the answer that I gave you when asked.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
I think I have like 8 stories we're going to go through. Some of them from the same one giving an update to the story. But I'm just going to show you what different news sites will give you in their stories, what different journalists will give you in their stories, and what we're looking at when we're doing the research, so that you can see us trying to actually craft a good episode. And it's because I couldn't find anything outside of this month window that I thought this would be the perfect way to kind of give this example. Does that sound like a good episode?
Yes, love the concept.
So first, I have to tell you, the first of this sighting happens on July 11th in a part of Peru known as Lorito. And if you pull up a map of Peru, Lorito is the inland part of Peru. It's roughly like 1/3 the size of Peru. Are you pulling one up or are you just kind of listening to me?
I'm pulling one up. You told me to.
Good, good.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's a fairly significant size.
It's pretty big.
And it holds 1 million people. And okay. Peru's entire population is 34 million people. So it's 1/3 of the country, and it has 1 million people out of 34 million. So incredibly sparsely populated.
Yeah, okay.
Mostly indigenous groups that live in here because it's in the Amazon. And this is where our story takes place. I think that is an important part to explain why I don't think there's a lot of follow-up in here and why there may be some differences in the stories, because we're not necessarily even speaking Spanish. It might be indigenous cultures who don't speak Spanish who you're getting it from.
So it's right on the border of Colombia, Brazil. There's another country there. Ecuador borders those three countries. That's small.
It would almost be right in that Chevron issue area, in fact.
It would, actually. Yeah, and it's right on the Amazon basin.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably just...
And this is actually a very exploited area, which is going to come up in the story.
Okay.
So I am going to read the first story I got here. The first one I got was from Indy 100. I have never seen this before, and this comes from a writer by the name of Lee Bullen. Lee Bullen has written many articles. When you click on his name, which is always great, so you can see his background. Strange naked creature spotted on Google Street View. Model and influencer tragically dies just hours after liposuction surgery. Porn star dies just 24 hours after filming her final video. 10-foot-tall alien spotted on a hilltop in Brazil. Those are the kind of stories that he's going on. Yes. So it gives you an idea of what he does. He does do some UFO related activity, but a lot of just catchy words for title stories. So that's where we're starting with.
Love to go to a dinner party with him. Just putting it out there.
He seems like he has some good stuff to talk about.
He does. Those are the kind of dinner parties I like to go to.
This was written on August 8, 2023, titled Armored Alien Attacks Leave Villagers Unable to Sleep Out of Fear. Terrified villagers say they are being attacked by 7-foot-tall armored aliens that look like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. Locals describe the extraterrestrials as having large heads and yellowish eyes. They claim they have attacked them every night for nearly a month since July 11th. A 15-year-old girl was allegedly grabbed from behind and had her neck cut when she resisted. Community members said they can't sleep because they are in fear. The claims have been made by members of the Akitu indigenous people in the rural district of Alto Nené, northeast of Lima, Peru. They said the aliens are immune to their hunting weapons and called on the Peruvian military to step in to protect them from further interstellar intrusions. Villagers also claimed that the alien prowlers wear protective armor. Community leader Jairo Riatigua Avila said, quote, "These gentlemen are aliens. They appear to be armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. I shot one of them twice and he wasn't injured. He rose and disappeared. We were frightened about what's happening here in the community. Their shoes are round shaped, which they use to float. They float about 1 meter from the ground and there is a red light on the heel. Their heads are long, they wear a mask, and their eyes are yellowish. They're experts at escaping," end quote. Villagers have started carrying out night patrols to hunt down the alien intruders. They have requested a military presence from the authorities. However, it reportedly takes a 10-hour river trip to reach the community from Iquitos City. Some villagers describe the aliens as being like Pelacaris, strange beings that feast on human fat and organs. According to reports, the police reached the remote area on board a speeder vessel and toured the village perimeters, including the area where the teenager was allegedly attacked. It is unclear if the authorities found anything to corroborate the villagers' claims, and if the government intended to deploy military personnel to the area for a sustained period of time. End of article. So, Chelsea, what do you think of that?
I find it interesting, Morton, as we're talking about, and I don't know how remote, but everybody's saying it's like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man.
I know. Where would they get that from?
That's what I'm thinking, but maybe it's not like as remote as I'm thinking. Maybe they still have access to that. I'm interested to hear more articles and where this is going to go. But I do like, that's a pretty cool story so far.
The next one, this is the most direct source I could find. It's from La Repubblica. It's written on August 7th, 2023 by Sebastian Aponte. Let's see what else Sebastian's written. It's in Spanish, so unfortunately I have to click the button, which is so hard. He has written, PMP convoy carrying a member of a criminal gang in La Libertad intercepted. Elderly man reported missing 2 years ago was found lifeless in his room. Death toll rises to 4 after truck falls into a river in Oxampa. 3 are still missing. The largest wholesale market in Peru will not be in Lima. In which city will it be located? So what I get from that is he's at least focused on Peru. It's not like buzzwords that he's looking for. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I did also notice absolutely no paranormal topic.
And or porn stars.
Porn stars. So I'm very interested to see his take on it.
Citizens denounced being attacked by strange beings during the nights in Laredo. A group of citizens from the Akitu tribe, located in Laredo, said that the community is being attacked at night by strange beings. Jairo Retigue Davila, president of the community in question, said that the attacks have been carried out since July 11th of this year. Reports from the community members indicate that these men are hooded, that they dress in black, and that they can even measure up to 2 meters. Retigue Davila said that these are the extraterrestrials that are terrorizing the entire tribe that is located in the district of Alto Nene. The tribe reports that a miner has already been attacked by these strange beings and that as a result of the struggle, she ended up with a cut on her neck. She was treated at the community post where hours later she recovered from the shock. The citizens demand the presence of authorities, especially the Navy, to deal with the situation. Some local media indicate that those responsible for these attacks would be the beings known as the Pelicara. The mythological beings would be dedicated to hunting the community members according to them. According to the Indigenous Peoples Database, the Akitu people living mainly in the province of Mena, the department of Laredo. According to the results of the 2017 National Census, due to their customs and ancestors, there have been 1,352 people who have self-identified as part of the Akitu people at the national level, and because of the field work carried out by the Ministry of Education. The police arrived in the area where the residents announced the presence of these strange beings. The agents arrived aboard a speeder known as a fast yacht. That might be a bad part of the translation because this was written in Spanish.
Yeah.
In addition, they toured the perimeter of the community, especially the area where the 15-year-old girl would have been attacked by these beings. The officers received the versions of the citizens on the matter. Some mentioned that this Pelicara hides his face, and another pointed out that he was seen floating. Complainants asked for the intervention of the forces of order since the mishap would have begun on July 11th. That's the end of that article.
It's pretty consistent.
It's a little consistent. I find the Spanish version is much less focused on it being aliens, though, do you not?
Yes, but it was still mentioned, right?
One brief mention of them floating. Yeah. I agree. But outside of that, the idea of the Pelicaris or whatever they called them, not necessarily aliens, as was described in the first article. Do you get the same kind of feeling? I feel like the first article played up that feeling of aliens.
Yeah, my thought on it was why, and I think that's probably what I caught that made my mind go that way, why were they calling them aliens? Because nobody actually described anything extraterrestrial about it other than having a hood and glowing yellow eyes, which didn't come up in the second article.
And that's the fun thing, is a lot of these articles are going to play with the entire story.
Interesting, but the story stays pretty well. Continue.
I'm going to continue. And the next story that we're going to cover comes from Vice. So this is on August 14th, 2023.
Just as an aside, where was I listening to Robert Evans the other day? I think it was on Could Happen Here. And he quoted Vice and I was like, yes.
Vice is good shit. This one's from August 14th, 2023, written by Nathaniel Janowitz. Let's go see what Nathaniel Janowitz has talked about. It starts bombing you in the head, the mystery of the super strong creepy weed. Weed as in marijuana. A cop was just found guilty for the death of a former child actor. Asian American comedian murdered in Colombia after meeting a woman online. I went alien hunting on Chile's mountainous UFO route.
Okay.
Why do UFO sightings keep happening near nuclear sites? A senator paid a teacher to find him teenage boys to sexually abuse charges allege. Three-year-old girls killed after family allegedly found cocaine washed up on the beach. So I would definitely say this guy's got a fringe to him.
Yeah, but I feel like I would actually be interested to read more of his articles, not the first guy. I wouldn't be like, oh, let's read about what else he's...
Porn stars, yeah. No, this seems like he's on the fringe and he's looking into it.
Got me, yeah.
And it does help. He's from a source that we both trust.
And love. Thank you for being you.
So let's see what he says about this story. The mysterious attacks began on July 11th. Strange beings, locals said, visiting an isolated indigenous community in rural Peru at night, harassing its inhabitants and attempting to kidnap a 15-year-old girl. Quote, these gentlemen are aliens. They seem armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. I have shot one twice and it didn't fall. Instead, it elevated and disappeared. End quote. Jairo Reyatigue Avila, a local leader of the indigenous Iquitu group living in the northwest Maynas province, told Peruvian radio station RPP Noticias on August 1st. We're frightened by what is happening in the community. And I just have to say an aside here. This is the first time it actually came up where he said it. Thank you for giving us a primary source. Nobody else gave us a primary source.
Yeah, okay. It's looking good so far.
Looking great so far. Quote, their color is silver, their shoes are round in shape, and with those, they rise up. They float 1 meter high and have a red light on their heel. Their heads are long, their mask is long, and their eyes are sort of yellowish. End quote, said Avila. I believe this is a tweet. I enhanced one of the Peru videos, the one where they shine a flashlight on one of the alleged creatures, and they say, there it is. I don't know what we are seeing here. Is it a being, or is it just tree branches? You decide. That's from the Eerie Files of St. Nim. News of the alleged extraterrestrial attackers quickly spread online as believers, skeptics, and internet sleuths around the world analyzed grainy video posted by members of the Iquitu community. The reported sightings came on the heels of U.S. congressional hearings about unidentified aerial phenomena that ignited a global conversation about the possibility of extraterrestrial life visiting Earth. Members of the Peruvian Navy and police traveled to the isolated community, which is located 10 hours by boat from the Maynas provincial capital of Iquitos, to investigate the strange disturbances in early August. Last week, authorities announced that they believe the perpetrators were members of an illegal gold mining gang from Colombia in Brazil, using advanced flying technology to terrorize the community, according to RPP Noticias. Carlos Castro Quintanilla, the lead investigator in the case, said that 80% of illegal gold dredging in the region is located in the Nene River Basin, where the Iquitu community is located. And one of the key pieces of the investigation was related to the attempted kidnapping of the 15-year-old girl on July 29th. Christian Caleb Pacaya, a local teacher who witnessed the attack, said that they, quote, were using state-of-the-art technology like thrusters that allow people to fly. end quote. He said that after looking the devices up on Google, he believed they were, quote, jetpacks, end quote. Authorities have not made any arrests related to the attacks, nor named the alleged assailants or their organization directly. However, the prosecutor's office claimed that they had destroyed 110 dredging operations and 10 illegal mining camps in the area already in 2023. End of article there. Chelsea, what do you think of that?
Holy shit, that is journalism.
But they end with saying gold miners are using jetpacks to terrorize a local community.
In proximity to a mine, right? It had ties to a mine.
Illegal mines, yes. There are illegal mines in the area.
They're giving a rational explanation.
I can't foresee any illegal gold miners using jetpacks to scare off people.
Jetpacks.
Can you?
No, you'd have to really want to fuck with people.
Local tribes. Like, there's 1,300 of these people in a very not populated area of Peru. They're probably not that technologically savvy. I don't think you need to use a jetpack to actually scare them.
No, that's but, true as well.
I don't know. Maybe you dress up a drone like somebody in a hood, because they're saying they're black hooded figures, which didn't actually show up in that article. Did you notice that too?
Yes.
I get a weird sense that the English people are getting a different view than the actual Spanish version.
Yeah, that's true. But the one that you translated had one that was probably more similar to the first article that you said than this one. Okay, do you got more?
Oh, I have lots more. So the next one comes from The Mirror.
Hold on, what do you think? You haven't said what you think about the Vice one.
The Vice one I don't think is bad. I think it aligns most with what the Spanish articles are saying.
And they see... going more towards like a logical explanation.
I don't think a logical explanation necessarily.
No, not logical.
I don't think it's playing up the paranormal alien side of it.
That's what I should have said versus logical.
Okay. So the next one comes from The Mirror. It was written on December 16th, 2023, so well past everything else. It was written by Ryan Fahey, who writes articles such as Offset Inspector Sacked for Wiping Water from People's Forehead Wins Legal Battle. Pregnant Mom Begs for Help After Finding Boyfriend Has Secret Kids with Seven Women.
Oh.
London bus brawl madness as two passengers started fighting in the middle of busy journey. Pakistan train hijack ends in horrific bloodshed as terrorist murders 21 hostages. Pakistan train terrorists threaten to punish 5 hostages every hour in horror hijacking standoff. So not necessarily what you're looking for hard-hitting good journalism.
No.
Article type. Girl in Peru believes she was abducted by floating 7-foot alien gang with green eyes. A girl from Peru has revealed terrifying details after witnesses said she was abducted by a gang of 7-foot aliens. Right off the bat, this is the first one that outright says right at the start they're aliens.
Yeah.
Residents of Peruvian village, known as Iquito, have reported a series of chilling incidents committed by a mob of towering beings that have left the tribe in a state of terror. One of the incidents involved a 15-year-old girl named Talia, who has told a film crew how she was attacked by two figures clad in black body armor and wearing masks. Now, Chelsea, did you notice the difference there? So far, they've been robed figures, but those were two black body armored and wearing masked figures.
There was an implication in one of the... Well, no.
No, the implication is their weapons did nothing to them. So
they
maybe
did nothing. Okay, you got the same exact thought that I was on. Yeah. I'm glad you knew what I was talking about there. No, they didn't outright say that. Okay.
They have quotes from her. My eye felt bad. It felt cloudy. My face felt like it was swelling. Oh. She said, adding that she couldn't feel her face. The attackers then spread the same substance across her face. She said, the alien connection may have been from the attempted kidnappers, green eyes, and the jetpacks they were wearing, which could be activated by pressing a button on their boots. Chelsea, I'm going to post this photo to our chat just so you can see it.
My question on this one while I wait is, why is this guy, based on his history, even writing about
this? I think he's a tabloid writer, so he doesn't care about journalism. That's my first thought on it. And this is the girl who was slashed, and she apparently had a photo of them, this right here. But that also, when you're looking at the screen, it looks like she pulled up a photo of somebody wearing a jetpack, not what she saw.
It does, yeah.
It doesn't look like she took that photo. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you can see other stuff going on what's in the photo.
Yeah.
Like, you can see writing on the bottom. And
but that stuff is the girl that was attacked.
Okay.
So just so you can see it.
That could have been a lost in translation.
Yeah, for sure. Members of the Akitu population branded the airborne attackers as Green Goblins and have linked them to a local legend as Los Pelicaris, the face peelers. The local leaders describe them as floating creatures that can't be harmed by bullets. Speaking to local broadcasters, Radio Programs de la Peru, Akitu leader Jairo Reatigue Avila said, quote, "These gentlemen are aliens," end quote. That's the first time I've seen that quote.
These gentlemen are aliens. I love that quote.
However, Peruvian officials have put forward a theory to suggest that the attackers are less otherworldly. Quote, "They would be using state-of-the-art technology such as thrusters that allow people to fly," end quote. Quintanilla told RPP he believes that the local community has been terrorized by illegal miners armed with jetpacks. The region itself is currently being plundered for its rich gold sources, as the precious metals is deposited like silt along the Nene River bed, a tributary of the Amazon. Peruvian officials believe it has become so lucrative for drug cartels that it's dwarfing profits from the drug trade. Between 2013 and 2023, it raked in $8.2 billion when compared to just $640 million from trafficking. Talia's interview was recorded by 5MEO Productions, documentarians who produce films about paranormal activity, but what she says may support the prosecutor's theory. Quote, "I went back to our garden to pick tangerines, and while I was picking tangerines so I could make myself a drink, that's when I felt dry leaves blowing all around me," end quote. When she turned, she saw a, quote, "very tall man. When I tried to run, he grabbed me by the neck, and he turned me around and covered my mouth," end quote, Talia said. Two Colombian men were held in November in connection to the illegal gold mining, but released a little over a week later on the orders of a local judge. That's the end of the article. They all have just a little bit differences that you can't find an original source for, like, any of this. So it's just, I feel like they're all adding their little bits.
Obviously they are, yeah. The other thing that I noticed on that one is they said Green Goblin. They didn't say Spider. So that might be, in addition, the first journalist made into it. Maybe his assumption, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe that was left out of this one, but something interesting that I thought from this one. I'm loving this. Obviously something happened. Something's going on. Something's fishy.
Next one, Chelsea. This comes from The Mirror, written by Ewing Gledo on August 9th, 2023. Just so we're all on the same page, I went to look this guy up to see what kind of articles he did. Doesn't have a page anymore. So he doesn't work for them anymore, and they don't care to talk about what he did. So I find that a little revealing.
Okay, fair enough.
First off, article title, 7-foot-tall yellow-eyed aliens dubbed face peelers leave tribe terrified of attacks.
What?
So,
face peelers. Okay. What a headline. He's really going for it.
Eerie-looking aliens with yellowish eyes have been dubbed face peelers by a tribe leaving in fear of attacks. I feel like that's a typo right there.
Yep, that would be a typo.
Mysterious outsiders have been labeled Los Pelicaris by the frightened Akitu tribe in the Alto Nene district of northeast of Lima, Peru. The villagers have found themselves fighting back against who they think could be extraterrestrial predators. Those Pelicaris are said to feast on the faces of humans, and it appears the shrouded, dark-colored, hood-wearing aliens have been targeting the tribe for some time. Nearly a month ago, July 11th, was the first sighting of the strange beasts, and since then, a 15-year-old girl was hospitalized due to an encounter with the face peelers. Although the creatures are not yet confirmed to be anything from beyond the stars, community leader Jairo Reatigue Davila said, as a result of the struggle, they cut part of her neck. Which is an interesting way to put that, too. They've all put it slightly differently. But villager safety is paramount, and patrols are now constant, a way for the terrified tribe to keep an eye out for the face peelers. Those patrols were organized to protect women, children, and the vulnerable from the attackers, who have now lingered near the community for a month. Local media reports indicate the village has been struggling to sleep due to their heightened state of fear from the attackers. Community leader Davila has even said he came face to face with the face peelers, adding, quote, "Their shoes are round shaped, which they use to float. Their heads are long, they wear a mask, and their eyes are yellowish. They are experts at escaping." Quote, "We have met also face to face. His face is hardly visible. I have seen his whole body floating at a height of 1 meter," he said, suggesting that being was hovering, end quote. Interesting how everybody seems to get slightly different things from that radio report where he actually spoke.
Yeah, it could be a translation thing, but
It really could be. Listening to that's not going to help me, but everybody seems to get different things from it. There's a few constants, like the round shoes, the floating a little bit.
Like I'm saying, I think we're safe to say, like, we can put together the common denominations of what's actually happened here. I think what we're looking at is not only, I love the way you're doing this, by the way, not only lost in translation, but also journalistic styles.
Yeah, and you can really tell when it's a tabloid that they're adding things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like,
trying to make it a little more exciting.
Oh yeah, I love this.
Well, and yeah, this is, like, I'm trying to show you how I do my research when I'm looking at it, and I try to make sure, okay, is this person who wrote it, do they write something around this area? Yeah. Is this a reputable news source? Like, what are we doing from here? And especially, like, how can we look at this area and find actually good sources? The last one we're going to finish off with, Chelsea, this comes from La Repubblica again.
Just on that train of thought of what you're going on. And I think a lot of times when we're looking at stories like that, too, is kind of picking out the additions that you see people adding. So you're taking the constants. And that's why I said, obviously, something happened because, you know, you're getting some constants on all the articles. I think that's a lot of what we do as well, is kind of take out all the other bullshit and just go, you know, here's kind of what we gather happened. You know, all this other fluff that's being added that could or could not be true.
Of course. And the big thing here is, like, this is a remote area. There's only going to be, like, one primary source at best. And everybody just flourishes off of that and brings their story to it. That's true. So badly in the UFO community.
And especially when there's multiple people. And I don't think this is so much of what it is, but I'm just going to bring it up for shits and giggles. A lot of times when you deal with things like the paranormal, and we've brought it up so much, and people don't know how to explain it, you're going to get varying descriptions between person to person as well.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what this is.
No, I don't think so. I think this is embellishments based on the fact that nobody has a direct source that they're dealing with, because it's such a remote area that they can't get to it. So they feel welcome to embellish it.
Yeah, I agree and on that.
How I feel that way is, we're going to finish what I feel is the best source on this, which is, again, La Repubblica on August 10th. Okay. They followed up on their original article. This one was written by Milagros Corrales, who writes articles such as, request to suspend SMP mayor, municipality would have to pay $4 million for not modifying agreement that affects neighbors. Yes, there is a job. Regional municipalities open job calls for salaries up to $2,600. After 12 years on the run, they recapture an inmate who escaped the Chelapalca prison after allegedly pleading a bribe to IMPE. Power cuts in Cuzco from May 27 to 31. Know the areas and districts where there will be suspensions. So when I get that, I'm not reading somebody who's trying to play big with their words. Somebody who's just trying to be municipally correct. Do you understand what I'm trying to say there, Chelsea?
Absolutely.
Article title: they were not aliens, they were illegal minors. Prosecutor's office reveals community investigation in Laredo. The public prosecutor's office revealed the investigation it carried out in a community in Laredo in which citizens reported being attacked by strange beings during the night. According to information from the prosecutor's office, they were illegal minors who intended to cause fear in the Akitu indigenous people in order to commit their illegal activities without any impediment. As recalled after the complaint of citizens about the appearance of extraterrestrials in the Amazon, bracket, very close to the Nene River, close bracket, the authorities went to the area to verify the events described and recorded by the members of the community. In the videos, horrifying scenes were shown in which the population of the area, including children, had to defend themselves from the appearance of strange beings that rose or were masked. The episodes occurred during the night and did not allow them to rest. The prosecutor investigating the case, Castro Quintanilla, has indicated to RPP that those who would be behind these events would be illegal minors from the countries of Brazil and Colombia. He also also said that there are mafias of foreigners who are dedicated to the illegal extraction of gold who operate in different towns in the Laredo area. In addition, he narrated that the alleged subjects responsible for the attacks use high-tech equipment such as jetpacks that allow them to rise and fall in the air. This verifies the version of a teacher who witnessed an attempted kidnapping of a miner and described what was mentioned above. Illegal miners in Brazil and Colombia search for gold in the Peruvian jungle. Currently, they pollute rivers by using chemicals which cause the death of many living beings. A teacher in the area witnessed the attempted kidnapping of a miner on July 29th. The teacher mentioned the use of a high-tech propellant and equipment which allows people to rise and descend with ease. Reports from community members indicate that these men are hooded, that they dress in black, and that they even measure up to 2 meters. Retigue Davila said that these are extraterrestrials that are terrorizing the entire tribe and that it is located in the district of Alto Nené.
Oh.
In regards to the specialist in ufology, Anthony Choi explained that these phenomena are quite recurrent in Peruvian Amazon. He emphasized that this year, in proximity to what was reported in this locality, the citizens of Pulcalpa also reported similar events, and I couldn't find anything about that, so that's where I have to leave this off. I actually don't think that's a great answer, but I think that's the best answer we're gonna get.
Okay, I take it back. I think that this one's the best answer, and I love that they brought in an expert, like a UFO investigator at the end in the article. I don't know. As a whole, what I'm getting from the story from all of the articles together is crazy no matter what happens. Whether it's aliens, whether it's miners.
Most down-to-earth answer we have is gold miners using jetpacks, which is just...
Come back again to why. Why would they be using...
In my mind, what they're trying to do is scare off the local groups.
Yeah.
Because they want to mine in the area.
Yeah, which could be a very feasible thing, and that's pretty fucking dark. Which,
I mean, see, I don't think it has to be that dark.
I don't know.
It could be the gold miner's like son was really into technology, and he just wanted to like use jetpacks. So he's like, "Let's buy some jetpacks so we can scare off the locals."
If it was like a teenager or something like that, it might even be less sinister than that. It might just be to fuck with them.
This is an entirely contained story. Nothing happens after December of 2023. I couldn't find any newer stories than that. Yeah. That's the weird part about this one.
Interesting. Okay. I wasn't actually expecting that. Ah.
That's where the story ends. It's not quite as fulfilling as you would like, but you get to see the different interactions that people have with this story, which I found very interesting.
I love the way you presented it. I think that this is incredible. And now I'm just left. My mind is like reeling. About because we got so many different stories. Something happened. What happened? It's a choose your own adventure.
It really is a choose your own adventure. And with that, I have been Taylor. Here with Chelsea, we are Journey to the Fringe. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Journey to the Fringe. If you have liked what you have listened to, please like, share, subscribe, or follow, depending on what venue you are listening to us through. Also, please, if possible, leave a 5-star review, as that really helps us in the algorithms. Should you wish to interact with us, please check us out on your social media of choice. I bet you we are there. And if you really want to communicate with us and give us ideas for new episodes or tell us that we're wrong and terrible, either way, please send us an email at journeytothefringe@gmail.com. For now, I'll see you in the next episode.